Well, good evening. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And this is the Insight Hour. We're broadcasting now. We don't know how long we're going to be able to hang here. We're actually at a most beautiful sunset right now in Hilo Bay on the Big Island of Hawaii with a huge rain cloud coming this way. We're outdoors and we're broadcasting via wireless. So we're praying that we'll be maintaining this broadcast for the duration of the Hour of Insight. And if not, we've got a fantastic show also. Last week, a rerun that was excellent with Vinnie Eastwood. That was outstanding. We've got a lot of people writing in to us and thanking us for a great show last week. And that's on tap in case we go down. Sherry, hi. What do you think of this scene?
Oh, well, it's beautiful. You see the mountains, you see the 528 green and the beautiful ocean, and you can see like the horizon. It's really beautiful. And then you see the sun coming down. It's just, it's incredible.
Spectacular.
But you are right. It does feel like the way the trees are swaying that it might rain in any moment.
And yeah. So, but anyway, we're actually broadcasting from what appears to be the land of 528. I mean, everywhere you look. And for those who are not familiar with 528, the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, is coming out pretty soon. We're still working on it. I know we've been saying that for a long time. And, you know, we're on God's clock, and we've got to maintain that perspective. There's been a lot of challenges along the way to get the book of 528 to you. We've got some great news also, though, happening on the liquid dentist front.
Yeah, Liquid Dentist is finally, we believe it's going to finally be delivered. We've been working on the formulation for the last couple months. We had a new formulator. As everyone knows, we had a hostile takeover, had to get all new things. So we got new formulators as well. And this Liquid Dentist is amazing. It's just, I mean, it beats out any of the Liquid Dentists that I had in the past. And when I say any, I know there was inconsistencies in what was being made. So now we know for sure that we're going to have a great, always consistent product, and it's going to be like helping people tremendously.
Yeah, it's a very, very hot product. If you're not aware that we're sponsored by HealthyWorldAffiliates.com and HealthyWorldStore.com and 528Records.com, and we've launched 528RadioNetwork.com, and there's 6 broadcasting stations, radio stations, actually playing music in 528 hertz frequency, which is the heart of the sound spectrum, apparently. 528 nanometers, of course, is the beautiful color that we're witnessing right now. The greenish yellow grass, the chlorophyll molecule, is actually outputting to your eyes the color of the botanical world. That chlorophyll molecule is putting out 528 nanometers of light, and you're seeing it. And at the same time that you're seeing it, it's outputting 528 hertz frequency resonating oxygen. The electrons in oxygen are resonating with love, and that's what 528 is. It's pure love.
And we've gotten like lots of great feedback on 528 as far as musicians go these days.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for everybody who has been writing in. The musical periodical that is called Billboard. It's a pretty well-known musical periodical in the United States, and it had a feature story about Amory's new Cymatica Volume 1 album that's all composed and performed in 528, because as the Billboard magazine reported, that it is believed to repair damaged DNA. And based on the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, you can really begin to get a solid thesis as to why that is apparently so. Cymatically resonating the frequency of the water, which is a liquid crystal, and DNA is in a matrix of structured water that resonates into this beautiful hexagonal shape that Dr. Emoto is world famous for photographing in his microcrystallography, where he flash freezes water and then takes pictures of the crystals, and that the structure of these beautiful like snowflakes that he sees is totally consistent. It depends on the frequency. For example, if you hit it with a negative thought or negative energy or negative words, it breaks down the structure. It turns to like raw sewage from a beautiful sacred geometry of a hexagon to totally unstructured. And there's been Ron Sakely, University of California, Berkeley, and his group that have published in the journal Science showing that when water does that, when it destructures and your DNA is floating in it, then what happens is that the DNA unravels. It folds. It no longer resonates with a high level of energy. It is decommissioned, if you will. And so what happens is that it's dependent on the vibration, the good vibrations of love, ultimately, a 5 to 28 hertz frequency in order to maintain DNA. Anyway, there's a revolution happening, and we're at the forefront of it.
I want to read a letter to everyone that you received by email, and it's in regards to how 528 has changed this person's life.
And this came in today.
Yes.
Yeah, we get a lot of these wonderful letters. So thank you, folks, for keeping those letters.
They're very inspirational.
And emails coming in.
So here's how it goes. Dear Dr. Horowitz, at the moment, I am reeling from your work and online publishing of the 528 hertz information. I retuned my guitar and for the first time in many years played and felt good about it. I spent decades believing I was working in the field of spiritual awakening, regeneration, and healing through music with babies, young children, teachers, and parents, elders, thinking I was doing positive, worthwhile work. I never consciously realized all this crap had been happening. All the while, my love and the positive experience of music had been diminishing to the point where I only picked up the guitar to go and do some, quote, money-earning work, end quote. Then I found your website, went down the rabbit hole, and bingo, I found my love of playing the guitar again. I may even reawaken my business as an education through music specialist and kinesiologist and form a whole new approach based around your revelations. I'm now in the testing phase, but I must say, extremely excited by your work. Thank you in anticipation of a great future ahead and a restored present. And I want to thank Craig out there for that amazing email.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Craig. Greatly appreciate it. Yeah, it's very, very exciting, folks. It's kind of like, imagine yourself as Bill Gates in your garage like 50 years ago, you know.
But not coming out with this evil end results.
Yeah, no. We're not talking about Microsoft revolution. You know, Gates created with his special knowledge the revolution in computer science and communications, and that's kind of how we feel, you know, as we sit here tonight in this beautiful scene. You know, it's kind of like we're outputting this knowledge that is prompting people. Just like you see here, Craig, who works in kinesiology, muscle testing, energetics, and music, and therapeutics, that the applications of 528 are beyond the music industry. They're obviously involved in healing, so we're revolutionizing medicine with 528 understanding. And then beyond medicine, you've got to understand that grass is green because of the sacred geometry of the chlorophyll molecule. And 528, without that, you wouldn't have circles, you wouldn't have squares, you wouldn't have the time-space measurement, you wouldn't have pi, phi, because everything is based on circles and the arcs and the arches, and all of that is fundamentally musical mathematics manifested in this physical reality we call life on Earth. So this is the, now, if you understand, core creative technology. And you and I want to recreate our lives. We want to create our lives in health and happiness and sustainability. In fact, the features of 528 love that's in your heart includes the values of joy, the value, obviously, of love, the value of faith, because faith has got to be in your heart in order to produce the powerful results of prayer, and then bravery. is in your heart. You've heard Braveheart. So those are the key features and key values that is associated with this frequency of love and resonance and heartfelt loving energy that is transmitted by 528 hertz frequency that is now playable and is perceptible by people who have played music, who listen to music. Audiophiles love this, and you can actually go online to 528radio.com and please leave us a donation, because otherwise we won't be able to maintain this wonderful blessing that we've been administering and even keep this radio show on. When you go on to 528radio.com, just leave a donation from your heart. And if you want to download some music or upload some music for transposition into 528, so it becomes healing music, not just enjoyable listening music, but actually healing. Because again, we are a manifestation of divine frequency vibration coming out of water. And if that's the reality based on the most advanced science and physics and mathematics, then it's appropriate that we use that knowledge and that understanding to advance these healing blessings and apply this information in all sorts of ways, including your work. Architecture. Buckminster Fuller was a wonderful man who involved himself in geodesic dome constructions and state-of-the-art types of architecture, and he was a genius in the area of tetrahedron structuring. Tetrahedron is the structure of the water molecule. And when you look at a water molecule, you have to understand that the polarity of the double oxygen, or the two hydrogens and the oxygen, H2O, that is a triangle. It's virtually a pyramid in its structure, and two pyramids, because of the polarity of the hydrogen versus the oxygen, well, it actually changes and it shifts and it becomes married to another molecule of water to form the Star of David in three dimensions. So that's called Solomon's seal. It's what David, King David, kept on his shield, and he actually went in with full faith and joy and love of God. He wrote Psalms, by the way. If you don't know that, King David wrote the book of Psalms and praised the Creator in everything he did, except for the violation that he did with Bathsheba. But ultimately, the concept of going into battle against the Goliaths of the world, holding this magnificent symbol of the sacred geometry of God, water, and that this protection was provided to David for manifestation of miracles. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the do re mi, mira gestorum in Latin. That's the third note of the original musical scale, is 528. It's called the miracle. Do re mi, mira gestorum in Latin. Miracles in English. Love is the miraculous universal healer.
I can definitely attest to that one. It is. It's amazing. And, you know, people ask me, well, like, you know, with the work that you do, how do you, you know, find solitude and peace in your life? And I always say, now that I have 528radio.com, I tune into it. And that really, you know, has changed my whole life because of the work that we do. We need that. We need to go to a place. And we can't always go to the beach like we are now. I mean, you know, sometimes we are not able to do that in our travels. And 528 Radio is an escape for,
It's an escape into God's heart is really what it amounts to.
It really is. And it gives you the ability to listen to the music you grew up with, but have that. And which it doesn't like sound different, but it feels different.
It feels different. There's for you folks who have not listened to 528, you're encouraged to go to 528radio.com right now, actually, well, right after the show, and then get a sense about what it feels like to listen to this kind of music. Over a couple days of listening to it, you'll get something in your heart, something in your spirit will tell you that this is peaceful, that this is far more sustaining and nurturing, and that this concept of the energy of 528 vibrating you in sync with nature is very, very real. Because again, you know, especially in Hawaii, you look
around, and gee whiz, it's just so magnificently 528. It's vibrating in this greenish yellow color, and the life is so alive here. The botanical world is just exploding here in love in 528 hertz frequency. And then when you start to listen to that and you get used to that, you really miss it if you don't have it. It's like, imagine being in divine communion with God. And then suddenly that clear channel, that connection is diminished or severed. You really feel something's missing in your life. And that's exactly what happens when you start listening to this really beautiful divine music, this frequency of love, this frequency of nature. And that the 2 or 3 days after you listen to this, and then you go back and listen to the regular radio, you go, there's something wrong with this. Or you go to a rock and roll concert. Oh, by the way, hold on for a sec. Got to go. Who's this?
Anyway, so, yes, so I'm, Dr. Horowitz had to take a phone call. Anyway, I don't know what the conversation was about, but I'm here to tell you that if you have a chance to tune into 528 Radio, because that's what I got done saying before I got this phone call, it is absolutely amazing. It's just, I can't say enough great things about it. And to be able to listen to, you know, it's really interesting. This past weekend, we met one of my favorite bands of all time. And they were really, really popular in the 60s. I'm not that old yet, but they were a band that I really got interested in the 80s. And their name is, they're called the Yardbirds. And I don't know if anybody out there knows the Yardbirds, but they were happened to be my favorite. Their hit song was For Your Love. And we listened to them in a small little concert hall. It was like one room, about 300 people showed up in Hilo, Hawaii, and we got to hang out with them afterwards. And I talked about the 528 frequency with them, and I said, you know, are you, because they have always been innovators, and now they have like these three new young guys that are part of their band, and which I know is a complete blessing for these guys, because the original Yardbirds, I mean, had Eric Clapton in the band, had Jeff Beck, and another amazing musicians. And so basically I was like, well, you know, you guys are really lucky. This is where a lot of great musicians started in this. I mean, eventually like the band split off and part of it became Led Zeppelin. The other part now remained as the Yardbirds, and they constantly keep reinventing themselves. So we turned them on to 528.
Yeah, I was just about to share that. That's wonderful. About the Yardbirds. Yeah, we went to see, you know, that concert, and these guys are fantastic. And they have a couple, they have Jim, and they have, Charles?
Chris
from the old school. And these guys have been at the forefront of advancing innovation in music. Who were some of the people that they play with? Clapton.
Beck.
Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page. Yes,
yeah. Jimmy Page was another one.
So these guys are really, really very, very well respected in the music industry.
And they have an amazing guitar sound, like incredible guitar sound.
And we had a really wonderful opportunity to discuss with them 528 at length. And they're very excited. They're very, very enthusiastic about getting their music. And this is something for you musicians that are listening. We're offering recording contracts. If you understand what we're talking about, we want to bless the world with a frequency energy of love to open people's hearts. That's what's necessary. You've got to hit them with love. And the best way to hit them with love is hit them with God's love. And how you hit them with God's love using modern technology is through radio and through music and recording and vocalists. And so this is now what we've been doing, is advancing this 528 love revolution by organizing and offering recording contracts for musicians and vocalists and their agents and record labels. We're going to literally remaster your old DVDs and CDs. So if you're
a band or you're a recording artist, that you have a half a dozen or more, and you don't need, even if you have one, and you want to have it remastered in 528, well, gee whiz, it's really easy. All you do is go online to 528records.com and then upload the MP3 files. And then for free, after you sign up, it takes you 2 minutes to sign up. It's a free sign up, and you become a 528 recording artist. And then you upload and then your MP3, and you get a download with the transposed music. Your music then goes into the public library. It's all operating by donation. And that's why we're asking folks to make a suggested donation of like 99 cents a track would just be a great blessing for everybody, because we're offering a 60% royalty. The recording artists that produce the albums that upload and they register get 60% of the donations. And we're asking for 40%. We're completely nonprofit. We're actually reinvesting not only all the money that we get, but even more to expand on this evolution, because you and I both know the world really needs a blessing, a big blessing. And frankly, the only hope that I have for humanity and our children's children is that for sustainability, we've got to get back to love and get back to basics. And what better way to do that but get back to the love and the basics that nature is celebrating. Instead of man-made manipulations, we want to have this natural support and nurturance. And that's what we get when we go into 528, and that the musicians who play in 528 actually feel the difference. The best ones feel it immediately. In fact, you know what? This was said to us by one of the recording artists in the Yardbirds the other night, that instinctively they know to tune either high or low. It just doesn't feel right to good musicians to tune to a 440 hertz standard tuning. And now we have the history to explain why. We know that a 440 standard tuning came out of the Rockefeller Foundation's military weapons research and development. The acoustic weaponry research and development during the 1930s focused in on the frequency vibrations that would induce not only psychosocial stress, but, quote, mass hysteria that would turn 6 to 8% of the audience into hysterical virtual psychopaths, crazy people. Now you begin to understand when you put it all together, which we've done, and that's what's in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. There's a whole chapter on musical cult control. Part of that chapter is up online at medicalveritas.org. Medical Veritas Journal is at medicalveritas.org. You can go there and scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see there an article called Musical Cult Control. Well, that was the beginning of a beautiful chapter that is in the book of 528. And you'll realize that we've been had. Humanity fundamentally is spiritually suppressed, energetically, musically, primarily, musically, mathematically. And of course, it makes complete sense, because if you're going to be Satan and you're going to control God's realm and God's children, then what you're going to do is be a copycat. You know that God creates through musical mathematics, what the religious world calls the spoken word. Well, what is word? The Bible, the word, is words are sounds. Sounds are frequencies. What's that? Simply mathematics, based on this understanding of 528 frequency dynamics. You now explain the world of physics. It is simple. It's not complex. It's as simple as understanding why chlorophyll chose to be greenish yellow, why the breath of life, the ha, the prana, or the aloha breath, carries the resonant energy of 528 frequency fundamentally, because its shape, sacred geometry, is based on that frequency math. And that is proven beautifully by Victor Showell, who shows us extremely well the sacred geometry of the pyramids and how the math is laid out so perfectly with the musical mathematics of nature, of the universal construction of Marco Rodin's double toroidal universe that's based on this musical mathematics, proven hard, solid science now, proven that these, what Rodin calls the family group numbers, features 396, 417, 528, 639, 741, 852, which is part of a flip of 528, 285. There, you see that there's triads. There are triads, very sacred, holy triads that were recognized by the ancient classical musicians. The original classical musicians and the ancient alchemists, they talked about the central triads of mathematics. And this 528 frequency happens to be the central triad for the love frequency, triad within your own heart. So, atonement means coming into full communion with God. A tone meant to be played today is 528. A tone means, in this case, the frequency resonance of love, which is really the fulfillment of the Blessed Messiah, Yeshua's whole ministry, today called Christianity. It was better called the Way. It is the way. It is the only way. The only way is love. And for us to turn this planet around, it's now really simple. It's not hard. It's not complex. We don't need economic or political solutions. We don't even need social systems. In fact, we need collaboration, and we need this whole joyful celebration of letting out love in 528 hertz music. So when you play music in 528 and you listen to it and enjoy it, the blessing goes beyond you. What I was celebrating with, I think it was Craig's letter earlier today, was that as every musician now retunes to 528 and starts to play, that energy goes out and touches the hearts of humanity. All over the world, civilization is changing because it is opening their hearts. Now you understand the prophecy in Isaiah 22:22, Old Testament, and similarly in Revelation 3:6-8, New Testament, which says in these times, in these challenging, challenging times, we have a key to the house of David that shall be played, that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. Those are spiritual portals to our hearts. And as you play this music and you listen to this 528 blessing, your heart not melts, it opens. The resonance energy of that chakra, that energy center in Oriental medicine called the heart chakra, it's a spiraling, spinning energy center right in your heart. Images of Jesus in pictures show the heart radiating light. That's the heart chakra, and it's greenish-yellow. That's because, again, 528 is resonating greenish-yellow in the electromagnetic color spectrum. That is the heart of God. That's the same resonant frequency. So when you tune into that, atonement happens at one ment. It's meant for us to be one with God. It's meant for us to play this tone. It's meant and shall be that the entire earth shall resonate in love as we have the messianic age fulfilled. The prophecy of 1,000 years of world peace. What a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. What a blessing. You know, it's great that you are able to bring this revelation to the world, Len, and that, you know, that's a blessing in itself to be the messenger of that information, and that, you know, God is just using you in amazing ways to bring that message. And that message is the most dangerous message in the world, because what it ultimately says is that we can all live together peacefully, that we all come from one, and that we all are brothers and sisters, and we should treat each other accordingly. So I think that the message of 528 that you bring to the world is the most important message of our time. And I think that it's a great blessing that you have been appointed to be the messenger to bring that information to everyone. And so
I'm humbled, and indeed I'm blessed royally to be able to bring this and to do this. And it's, you know, kind of like I'm fulfilling the prophecy laid out in those sections of the Bible. Isaiah 22:22 talks about a person being blessed by an angel that represents the Church of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And I find it extremely interesting, synchronous, that I'm from Philadelphia. I was born in Philadelphia. And Sherry, I find it extremely interesting and synchronous that you were likewise born in Philadelphia. And that's really one of the main reasons that we were attracted to work together and love each other, is because we have so much in common and we have a calling on our lives. And you have been attacked. I have been attacked. This sharing and caring that we administer is virtually the same as the sharing and caring that Jesus administered. You know, we're working on ourselves to become Jesus-like, and that it's really fundamentally love. It's all about love. It's exactly, you want to walk on water, well, gee whiz, that means you're walking on God with God. Optimally, 1,000%. Yeah, I mean, completely. You're in sync. You're in this phase locking of your heart to God's heart when you're in Jesus's whole gestalt. And so this was the message of the way that Jesus heralded. And he had a lot of problems. His life was very challenged, as ours is. And what a blessing it is to be chosen to have hard times like we've been having. We have heroes among us. Barbara Hartwell's probably listening tonight. Jenny Hatch is probably listening tonight. There's a lot of people who are out there with similar burdens and blessings to administer, and that it really is humbling. It is humbling in a couple different ways. Humbling, number one, because you're constantly being berated. I mean, you don't get a chance to have an ego that's very, you know, lofty when you're being attacked left and right as being whatever, you know, a scoundrel or a cheat or, you know, a fraud or, you know, all the things that are laid against us by the COINTELPRO that represents the interests of the global industrialists that are advancing vaccination intoxication for global depopulation. You know, we're talking about, for example, OxySilver, which has 528 hertz frequency, which resonates as a holy water, as well as the most advanced silver hydrosol. So if you want to eliminate infectious diseases from planet Earth, you don't have to pop your magic pills to cure every ill. All you have to do is resonate in love and in sync with the Creator. And isn't that exactly what Jesus said? He said, it's by your faith that you are healed. Where does faith resonate? I told you earlier, it's in your heart. What is the frequency of faith and love and joy and bravery? Again, it's what King David heralded. It's this sacred geometry of the Star of David, which is fundamentally 528. And yes, I mean, we've had people who claim that 432 is a very important, they claim that it's far more important than 528, and they discount 528. And they're just liars. They're downright thieves and liars.
And so the question in everybody's mind would be, what do they get out of it? What do they get out of stopping the promotion of peace and love? What do they get out of, like, you promoting 528? I mean, you never put 432 down. So what do they get out of you just promoting 528?
Well, what do the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the hypocrites of the temple in Jesus' day get out of it? They got money. So they got control. They got power.
In this case, what are they getting? These people that are coming after us? Because I know that's a lot. That's a question.
They're making money. I mean, look, if you try to take Horowitz down And, you know, you've seen this. It's called King of the Hill. You know, you've got a lot of guys. I mean, I had a number of people over the long career that I've had to try to attack me. And that's a silly thing to do, just like it is for you. And people have been trying to attack you, and it right. always spins out, and they, yes. they always get fall flat on their face. But the reality is you're always going to have people who question authority and challenge authority, which is a good thing. I was that way, but it came from my ego. It didn't come from my heart when I did it. And I, you know, I grew and I learned and I evolved a little bit beyond that. I pray. And at this time, it's not a matter of challenging authority but for anything but for righteousness. And that's what Jesus did too. When he, you know, challenged the usury and money lenders on the steps of the temple, and he literally had righteous indignation to the point where he beat them. And there's images of him in the in the Freemasonry, a big, thick, huge Bible, one of the most beautiful Bibles I've ever seen, was sent to me by a retired Freemason. He said, check this out. And there was this beautiful lithograph of Jesus beating with a whip the moneylenders under the at the tables in the temple gates. And that concept of having that kind of righteousness be administered, the answer to your question fundamentally is that it is God's way to have usury and have usury be shown as a distortion, disruption of faith. Because if you have faith in money lenders, for example, or in the tax collectors and in the governments, you see where it's led us. And that was Jesus' message. That's why he was a staunch tax protester. You see where it's at right now is that we feel like we've been betrayed. It's all fallen apart thanks to the Goldman Sachs's of the world and the J.P. Morgan Chase and the Rockefellers and the Rothschild family and those that create this division of we the people, that create the anti-Zionists and the pro-Zionists, and they work both sides of the same corrupt coin. And the reality is that what are they getting out of it? They get power and they get control and they get wealth. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. Now, what is the answer to your question is, what is it that they get when they get corrupted to the max? Is they get to vibe in dissonance with love.
And they like that.
It's a resonance.
There,
exactly.
Right?
It's called 741. Now I'm going to bring it back to this discussion of 528. If you look at the perfect circle of sound, there's nine numbers there in a circle. And there's a star, a nine-pointed star that points to the three triads. There's three central triads. 528, 285, 852, for example, is one. And this notion of the way the numbers relate is vitally important. It's like, how do two human beings relate? Some people you vibe to, other people you can't even stand to be around. And what causes that fundamentally is, again, the same thing that causes everything, musical math. And so when you understand 741 is a natural note, God made the numbers. Satan didn't make any numbers. Satan didn't make 666. God made 666. And the reality is, if you understand 528, love, the vibration of resonance and synchronicity and atonement, at-one-ment with nature and God, and you understand that is grossly in dissonance to 741. Now you can begin to understand where corruption takes people. It takes them into the realm of the music that we're currently listening to. In Babylon today, the modern world is best described, the metaphor of Babylon. We're living in Babylonian times, and the great fall of Babylon is happening right now. Just like the fall of Rome, so goes America, history repeats itself, particularly for ignorant people who never learn history. And historic revisionism keeps us ignorant of what really happened in the past, so the past repeats. So we're falling down now. This is the end times prophesied. And what is the central motive, energy, pushing this outcome, this destruction, this degradation of everything, is 741. That's why it was chosen in the A440 standard tuning, that the military industrialists during the 1930s understood would induce psychosocial stress and be a weapon for potentially even mass destruction, or certainly mass stressing of targeted populations, including mass hysteria induction, which is what we saw after the British invasion came, Elvis Presley. All of this, again, is in the book of 528. When you begin to realize classical musicians talked about this, it was the devil's tone. They named it the devil's interval. It's called the augmented fourth or diminished fifth, the tritone. And that is what is happening in the world. The world has been going through this evolution from now, 741 dissonant energy degrading this whole degenerative, intoxicating, culturally stifling. The arts are being suppressed, music, the arts, the fine arts, for the science, the ego, and that's 741 pineal gland energy versus the heart energy. So cosmically, the energy is shifting universally. We're now being moved energetically, cosmically, into this time and place where synchronicity and opportunity to atone, to attune to God's love, the heart of the universe, the heart of nature, the heart of sustainability. It's collaboration. It's not competition. It's faith. It's not fear. It's the opposite of where the world has been going. And it's the same thing that Jesus was all about. It's about fundamentally realizing the essence of everything is love. That's why he distilled the Ten Commandments. He said that you can boil the Ten Commandments down to simply two commandments, and that is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might, and then bring that love to celebrate your relationship with your brothers and sisters. Bring it down home, your family, your extended family, your community, your nation, your world can change dramatically by this revelation. It's all about 528 love frequency vibration.
And that's all there needs to be, is the 528 love frequency vibration. And that's definitely probably some of the best information that anybody can have in living in the times we live in today. You know, and we have people that say, well, you know, I really want to help you promote your products, but, you know, as far as taking it to the next level into the mainstream with the 528, how do I explain it? And I said the easiest way to explain 528 is just to tell them to look out into the botanical world and see everything is greenish yellow, and how chloroform, which is the same as our blood.
The chlorophyll, yeah. It's exact. Structurally, it's identical to hemoglobin.
Exactly. You know, you just tell them in plain, simple terms how you can, they can identify with 528. I mean, the theology part is amazing, but if you just want to give it to them in small doses, because a lot of people in the mainstream, they're not ready to give up their doctors yet either, unfortunately.
Well, again, it's fallen apart.
It is.
And you know,
but they're still hanging on to that. They're still hanging on to the doctor who almost saved their mom and dad's life, or saved their brother or sister's
almost,
life. Yeah. I mean, if they give up the fact that these doctors or medical DTs that they depended so much on were really frauds, or not really able to help their parents to the fullest extent because maybe they didn't have the knowledge of natural care, or maybe it was just about making money, which is usually the case, then it's just the same thing as saying all those people whose children died at war for the sake of fighting for this country died to fight Bush's war or Cheney's war, but a war that had nothing to do with this country. It was a personal war.
The whole paradigm of medicine is like that. It's a sin. Again, if you're out there listening and you're a Christian and you consider yourself a Christian, and most of the people in the United States and most of our listeners are Christian, they consider themselves Christian. Where is your faith? If you run to the medicine cabinet with the first sign of a cold or flu or anything, you go pop a magic pill or you visit a medical deity versus what Jesus told you to do, where's your faith and prayer? You know, administer your healing. In fact, all healing is administered by one factor. That is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit energy. What is spirit but energy? What is energy but frequency? That's, again, musical mathematics. So absolutely, the Holy Spirit of love that Jesus embodied, that is 528 love frequency. That's the essence. And if you hold to that, which also resonates faith in your heart, heartfelt loving intention, then that's how you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing nothing, fearing no evil, because evil is a darkness. It's a dissonant energy. It's a 741 frequency, and it can't coexist in an area of light where there's somebody playing 528 music. And this, again, is wonderful revelation and fantastic practical application of this knowledge, is just carry a 528 tuning fork around with you. They're doing it in Israel where there are people in those streets who are fighting and angry. They pull out, we talked to Shai the other day from Israel on Skype, and he takes with him, when he goes for walks down in Jerusalem, a 528 tuning fork where people are fighting. He pulls out the tuning fork, he chimes it, and he walks around them. And it's not just the surprise of that experience that keeps them, that stops them from arguing. It is the energy vibration that fills their heart with love. That is the primary reason that they lay down their dissonance and their anger and their resentments and their disagreements. Now, that's not going to happen for everybody, but it's going to happen for the vast majority as we move into this transition period of paradigm shift, into love versus fear. So this is, you know, a number of things. I mean, we've got so many wonderful products. I mean, we're coming out with Liquid Dentist and 528. Everything that you can put 528 love into, it's going to be a better product. It's going to create a greater outcome.
Yep, that's right. And once people try it and they understand the benefits of it, they're never going to go back to anything else.
Exactly right. And that's, again, that, so the warning, there's only one kind of like warning that we're going to give you, especially if you're going to use Liquid Dentist. I've got a secondary warning. It is positively addictive. It's the same sense when you go out and you walk and you get, you know, beautiful oxygen and you move the lymphatic system and you get rid of more toxins and you sweat because you go out and exercise. It's a positive addiction. After 3 or 4 days of doing it, if you miss a day or two, you really miss it. And that's the same way when you're listening to 528 music, you're not going to want to go back. And the same thing, now let me just say this, we've been talking about Liquid Dentist. Folks, I'm going to urge you to get a bottle of Liquid Dentist to try it out, but I'm also going to warn you that once you try Liquid Dentist, you're going to want to use it always. Because it's going to leave, literally, your teeth feeling hygienist smooth for up to 3 days with a 2 to 9 minute or 10 minute rinse. Now, I've been timing myself. I actually enjoy it. The taste of it is so good. I enjoy swishing with it for about 10 minutes. But it's recommended anywhere from 2 to 3 minutes you can rinse with it. And don't spit it out. Swallow it. Because then once you swallow it, it becomes a natural nutritional immunization against more than 500 different strains of bacteria that's in your mouth, as well as many more strains of viruses that are in your mouth. So when you then hit it with a high silver ionized
and monoatomic gold and monoatomic indium and monoatomic silver in the solution as some of the elements in this fantastic liquid dentist formula. You break these germs apart and then you swallow it, and then now you're getting a natural nutritional immunization against all these different bugs, because your intestine is surrounded by the lymphatic system. They're called Peyer's patches. It surrounds, there are lymph nodes that surround the intestine, and that then feeds the rest of your immune system to be alert and on guard against these other microbes. So this is now the first thing that's unique about Liquid Dentist. The next thing that happens is that your tongue, which contains more neurosensory fibers per square inch than any other part of your body, it is extremely sensitive. And that little tip of your tongue after you swish and then swallow Liquid Dentist is going to start to move around your teeth. And it's going to feel your teeth, and it's going to go, wow, I can't believe how smooth my teeth feel. It's as though you just got out of the dental hygiene chair. And as opposed to that, if you know something about oral hygiene and oral health and oral microbiology, within 20 minutes after leaving a dental hygienist chair, the first layer of what's called mucopolysaccharide lays on your tooth, on all your teeth. It's secreted by your salivary glands. And mucopolysaccharide is like mucus, and it has sugar in it. So it becomes a growth media, a cultural media for bacteria growth within 20 minutes of you getting up from your dental hygiene chair. It's called pellicle. And that pellicle, cultural media, grows plaque. So typically after 2 or 3 days after your dental hygiene visit, especially if you're not brushing and flossing well, you've got the first layer of bacteria called plaque on your teeth that causes bacteria tooth decay as well as gum infections. So that is what is missing after you rinse and swish for 2 to 3 minutes or up to 10, as I do it, with Liquid Dentist, because that pellicle doesn't form for not just 24 hours, not just 48 hours, but beyond. So up to 3 days, you can actually feel how smooth and shiny your teeth feel. Now, what's going to happen to you, and this is fantastic if you're a dental hygienist who has been interested in getting your patients to take responsibility by good oral hygiene, because it's going to revolutionize the entire field of oral hygiene and, in fact, dentistry, because people are going to be so motivated to keep their teeth clean. Once you feel the difference between really clean, clean teeth and dirty teeth, man, it's aversive. That bacteria growth feels yucky, and when you feel it, you're going to go, ugh, I got to use Liquid Dentist again. And that's what happens with this new product. So, again, warning, it's the best product in the world, but it's going to be positively addicting. And if you're a Healthy World affiliate, which I recommend that you join us, partner with us, we're looking for, in fact, right now, Liquid Dentist reps. We want to have one rep at least in every state of the United States. We want to have regional sales managers. We want to have people who take them, sales reps going into dental offices, meeting with the dental hygienist. It's a no-brainer. It's so easy to sell, because all you have to do is have the hygienist or even the regular patient swish with it for 2 to 3 minutes and just feel your teeth afterwards. And man, oh man, it's fantastic. And the feeling makes a difference. Now, here's the best part. It was designed to reverse tooth decay. Literally, it was designed to, based on the science, to help reduce as well as reverse tooth decay, as well as reverse gum diseases. So what we're also witnessing now, a lot of dentists and their patients are writing into us, even with the old Liquid Dentist that we had, which we're now advancing way beyond, light years beyond. And you will, if you are a fan of Liquid Dentist currently, when you try the new improved Liquid Dentist, you will be absolutely just thrilled that
they then realize, wow, look at the oral health changes that are occurring in these people that use it. So this is what we're really looking forward to. We're very, very thankful for all this technology, this understanding that 528 love frequency, which is in Liquid Dentist. And that's why we also recommend, and then we're the only people in the world that are recommending this. And if there are others, they probably heard it from us first. We are producing the world's finest products that resonate in 528, that we're advancing that understanding and that technology for all the reasons we've talked about. But most importantly, we understand the power of people and faith and prayer to manifest miracles in healing. So Liquid Dentist can be used. My feeling so far is, in terms of a holy water, it's OxySilver, because it's designed really powerfully, resonating in 528 hertz frequency. And it's a liquid crystal superconductor of water plus silver, which is one of the most powerful electron moving of all, electron conducting of all the elements, is silver, copper, and gold. You've got silver and OxySilver that moves that 528 hertz frequency and communes your body virtually, instantaneously, throughout your entire body, with God's love, with God's frequency, and the Holy Spirit that does all the healing. So OxySilver is still my favorite for having miracles manifest beyond the infectious diseases. You know, it is an alternative to risky vaccinations and deadly antibiotics. OxySilver is.
Okay, so we're running out of time. We're at 7 o'clock right now.
Yeah. So Liquid Dentist is though an astonishing thing. We need your partnership. This is a great opportunity for you folks listening. You can call us toll free at 888-508-4787. That's toll free, 888-508-4787.
And if you want to partner with us, basically go to Healthy World Affiliate. If you'd like to sign up as a musician, go to 528records.com. And so thank you so much. We'll see you the same time next week. That's Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Hawaii time, 9 p.m. Pacific time, and midnight on the East Coast. God bless you all.
Thanks a lot for listening. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.